Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is the instant take for the Illinois Fighting Illini's 85-69 victory over the Morehead State Eagles in the first round of the NCAA tournament. The game was held in the East Region in Omaha, Nebraska. We're going to give you a short instant take later this evening. Brad Sturdy and I will break down the game in a little bit more detail and talk about it. But right now, we're going to talk to Kedrick Prince right after these messages.
Are you looking to grow your business? Do that with the Illini Guys Radio Network by advertising on the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. The weekly two-hour syndicated show airs on more than 20 stations and is heard in six states throughout the Midwest, including Chicago, St. Louis, the Quad Cities, Peoria, Bloomington, Springfield, Champaign, Decatur, Rockford, and Quincy, just to name a few, with a reach of more than 11 million people. For information, send an email to mike@illiniguys.com and let's work together to grow your business. That's mike@illiniguys.com and let the power and reach of the Illini Guys Network work for you.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Mike Kegley. I'm here with Kedrick Prince. We're going to give you an instant recap of the game so that you've got something if you are driving right now or you are in a position where you need information fast. Kedrick, 85-69, the Illini outscore the Morehead State Eagles 46-31 in the second half after a 39-38 halftime lead for the Illini. Did anything stand out to you in the second half?
Well, number one, I'm showing my age because, typically, I chew my fingernails, but I wasn't panicking. I just, for some reason, this is like the comeback kid crew. They just know how to come back, but I don't know. I have so many talk about in a short time. This whole time, I'm just thinking, Mike, who is the MVP? And I'm going to be honest with you, there's no way you could just give one person. I'm going to be the only guy to give this one guy some major love, and that's Brad Underwood. Here's why I'm going to give Brad Underwood some love, Mike. That dude pushed the right buttons at the right time. Ty Rogers has been, he was struggling. He didn't put Nico in. He didn't bring in Justin Harmon. He went to Drayvon Gibbs-Lawhorn, who offensively and defensively gave Illinois he pushed them and gave them momentum. For a kid that hasn't played, didn't pout. Then Brad Underwood's number one. Then you got to give Dane Danger all the credit in the world, Mike, because this guy's been sitting just as much, if not, well, not as much, because Dane played a lot in the Big Ten tournament. Then you got Marcus Domask, who puts up the 10th triple-double in NCAA history. Can't forget that. And I don't ever want to forget the marvelous play of one of the top two or three best players in college basketball, Terrence Shannon Jr. I mean, it all stood out to me, Mike. They just were effective.
And I'll tell you, the interesting thing to me, Ked, is Shannon, it says he only had four assists. It seemed like more because – all of his assists were plays where they were just wonderful passes. The one where he threaded the needle down. To Dane. There were several just really beautiful passes. He had 19 at the half, and to be honest, had he not played so well, it might have been a deficit that the Illini faced. But he single-handedly picked up that team and put it on his back for the first half. But boy, you talk about everybody played well across the board, and Coleman Hawkins ended up with 10 points and had, four rebounds, five assists, two steals, a block. The all around good, and you talked about Gibbs-Lawhorn, 2 for 2, 6 points, nothing but net. Luke Goody, 3 for 4, 9 points. You know, when your bench comes in and scores, I mean, you know, they had 41 points off the bench today. That is just spectacular. And on a day that Ty Rogers, as you said, he was just having a hard time getting the ball, you know, two turnovers on that. He just couldn't get the ball underneath the basket. You know, and Quincy was he had a few nice rebounds and he had a nice assist and a steal, but he definitely didn't have it from the scoring standpoint. And you know, when Gibbs LaHorn and Goody and Danger play like that, boy, it takes the pressure off of the starters to not make any mistakes.
Mike, it really does. And I mean, you're right. From a bench standpoint, this is why you use your bench and you play your bench, because without the bench today, they would have been in trouble, because you're right. It looked like Ty and Quincy were sleepwalking. I'm just a little bit surprised with Quincy, because at one point I'm thinking, kid, this is your last go around. This is it for you. Is this how you really, really want to go out? He didn't look aggressive offensively, and he looked like he was just going through the motion. So it was just a really bad look for him. But at the end of the day, it's a team game. It's a team game. They won, and they got the monkey off their back. I mean, yes, you know, they've won tournament games, but this team looks like they're just what I've said the whole year. They're built for March. And I want to make sure everybody understands, Saturday's not going to be a cakewalk. It won't be a gimme, because – I think they did a really good job of running BYU off the line, you know, Duquesne did. But tell you the truth, man, Illinois is just built for a long run in this tournament. I've always said, you know, you can be beat by anybody, but you don't take anything for granted. But I'm just relieved overall, and I think Coach Underwood, he takes a lot of flack, Mike, but they ran a lot of good sets tonight. Things I've not seen. You know, there were passes from Terrence to Marcus Domask, and the way they utilized Dane. They opened the floor for him. There was a spot for him. So I'm impressed. I really am. I mean, because in the tournament, like we said, upsets are going to happen.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, it's, I was happy to see them, you know, play a better degree of defense. And let me explain what I mean by that. Because Riley Minix is a heck of a player. There's no doubt. And he scored 27 points, had 5 rebounds. You know, so he was under his rebound total. But those 27 points came on 21 shots. So he really had to work for that. And Lathan, who I thought did a great job of, looked like he was going to be in foul trouble. And he, you know, with 2 early fouls, and he ended the game with 3. But he had 23 points, but it took him 22 shots to get there. That sometimes holding down and playing good defense doesn't mean that you keep a guy scoreless. But you look at Terrence Shannon, he had 26 points, but he did it on 16 shots. And Dane Danger had 21 points, and he was 9 for 9, so he did it on 9 shots. So I think Illinois' defense was really good. And even if you count in the garbage time, you know, Morehead State shot 40% from the field. But at one point, they were close to 60. And really, when the subs came out, they were at 38.5. So Illinois' defense really showed up in the second half and locked down what I thought was a pretty good Morehead State team, you know, there in the particularly in the second half.
That's coaching and halftime adjustments. The one thing, you know, you're talking about how they locked down on defense. The last 10 or 15 games, I've seen a lot more action. Everybody knows Chester Fraser's the defensive guy, but I've seen a lot more action from Chester and from Hamer and from Tim Anderson talking to the players. So they must have made some halftime adjustments, and whatever they're doing, it really works. Illinois is going to beat themselves. They come out, and I will put this on record. If Terrence Shannon is making threes, if he is making threes, and Marcus Domas is average, Illinois is going to be in every game. You know, you go back and look at the history books this year, they've not, even when they've lost, they've not been blown out of games. He shoots the ball well, and he didn't particularly shoot the ball great in the end from three, but if he's making threes like that, and there were people asking and questioning, where if they were going to call fouls for Terrence Shannon in the tournament, he makes official call fouls. He's tough to guard. All these coaches can sit and say, we're going to try to stop them in transition. It hasn't happened. There's not a coach in college basketball that's going to do that. I don't care who it is. If you don't, because he can read a defense. And what I've noticed, when he's really excelling, Mike, when teams are running back on defense, they don't realize he's coming at them. I've seen so many coaches jump up the screen, here he comes, and by then it's too late.
Yeah, because he's literally on them. He's like the human super Doppler effect, you know. He's right there so fast. And, in fairness, I even tweeted during the game, I thought that Terrence Shannon Jr. on the fast break is every bit the intimidating weapon that Kofi Coburn in the paint is. They're different, but they're both intimidating.
Oh, yes, without a doubt. I mean, he is arguably the – I want them to continue to win, and you can see the look on their faces. These kids are determined. I mean, they look angry. There wasn't a smile on their face when the game started. This is what Illinois fans need.
Yeah, and I don't want to spot Duquesne a 9-0 lead, but it was nice. You know, the defense, you know, gave up a couple easier shots, but then Illinois locked it down and had a pretty good first half, and then obviously the second half went into overdrive. I do want to say you've mentioned it, 12 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. The last triple-double in NCAA was Ja Morant, and Marcus Domas becomes the 10th player to ever get a triple-double in the NCAA tournament. That is pretty cool, and, you know, regardless of whether, you know, he goes and plays pro ball in the NBA or overseas, or if he, you know, files for a red shirt and plays again next year, that's a record that he'll be able to look back on for the rest of his life, because it never goes away. I thought that was pretty cool.
He's living his dream, Mike. He came to Illinois. He said last week that Coach Underwood promised him some success to get him things he's not had before, a championship and a ring. Now he has a triple-double. His name is etched in the history books.
Yeah, and it's hard to even, you know, argue against what coach has been able to do. And in fairness, you know, the Marcus Domask is on our Illini Guys Sports Spectacular radio show that you can catch by going to IlliniGuys.com, hitting the radio button, or you can go to any podcast purveyor and just search on Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. But Marcus is on every week, or darn near every week. And his work ethic is unbelievable. Even on a day off, he goes and gets numerous shots in at Ubin. So, I mean, part of it's coach had a vision of what he could do. And the other part is Domas bought in and worked hard to turn that vision into reality. And I thought that was kind of a neat thing. Now, just to let you know, folks, we will have a podcast later this evening with Brad Sturdy where we'll go over the game as well. But Ked and I wanted to give you an early kind of look at what was going on. Ked, any final thoughts here before we wrap up for folks on this instant take?
Win and survive, enjoy it, you know, for a short time, quick turnaround. I know there's a lot of pressure on Saturday, you know, to get, you know, to advance to the second weekend. Enjoy this and just trust the process. I mean, anything can happen. And, you know, Illinois has just as good, they have a much better chance of winning as anyone else. That sounded kind of bad. But, sorry, yep. They can, you know, anybody can win at any given point in time. So I'm not panicking. I trust this team, and I have all year. I'm just really, really excited for the coaching staff and the players and players like Coleman Hawkins who stuck around. So enjoy it. Now you can watch the rest of the tournament this evening without any stress.
Yes, and then we'll get to Saturday, and we'll get to see how the Illini do against Duquesne. Obviously, you don't want to take them lightly. I'm not saying that BYU did, but Duquesne chased BYU off the three-point line, and BYU – didn't do the things they've done this season to be successful. And Duquesne is going to look at doing the same thing to the Illini. The only thing I have to say about that is, do you remember in the Avengers when Tony Stark was talking to Loki, and Loki...
I know what you're going to say. And he told him,
we have a Hulk. And well, guess what? We have a Terrence Shannon Jr. And I'm not sure you can take that away.
I'll tell you, I had a secret man, and Mike, and this is not scripted, people. I promise you. I was paying a ton of money to have somebody make exactly what you just said. My son kept telling me that, they have the Hulk. We have a Terrence Shannon Jr. I was trying to get that made because I want to put that on Twitter so bad because it's true. So, yes, well done, Mike.
Yeah, that's I've said that before a long time ago, but I'll tell you what, it was it is exciting to see, you know, the Illini go to the next game. The one thing I will also say to folks is it's kind of cool. But if you're out there, you know, you can see some things on Twitter and you hear about how it's such a mess and everything. But I will tell you that as I was out there today, listening to the game, of course, we all heard a couple times Tom McCarthy, the play-by-play guy, said that Illinois, you know, hasn't won in the first game over the last three years. And it was clear that that's not what he meant. And I tweeted him in a commercial break, and he came out after the commercial break and said, you know, clarified that Illinois hadn't made it out of the first weekend. Cause I told him Illinois hasn't had a stellar NCAA record, but we have won the first game, you know, and he was cool. And then, you know, on Twitter, thank me. And it just goes to show you that when you keep your Twitter with sports fans and you just keep it nice, you don't start screaming at one another. It can be a fun place. I have to say one thing, Ked, and I'm maybe expecting you to pass out, so I'm hoping you're sitting down here, but I thought the referees in this game were excellent. I thought they did a wonderful job of calling it fair both ways. They didn't intrude on the game where we felt like the officials were taking the game over. And I thought for the vast majority of the calls, I thought they were pretty good. You know, you might have one or two here, but this was the best refereed games. And I don't know why the Big Ten supervisor of referees doesn't take whatever instructions the NCAA tournament supervisor has and photocopy them and make that the standard for Big Ten games.
Mike, I'm going to tell you, I'm probably one of the most critical people who covers Illinois athletics or in the media who criticize officials. I didn't even notice they were involved today. I had no complaints. I mean, there was nothing to make me scratch my head and think, oh my gosh, you're brutal. To be honest with you, I don't even know who did the game. I didn't pay attention to it. I don't know. I have no idea. So you know what? That's what's supposed to happen all the time. The officials shouldn't be the show, you know? And for those out there listening, Ted Valentine's coming back, just so you know.
So the show is back. Well, anyway, I just thought a tip of the hat. I thought the officials were excellent today. You know, you had a grand total of 20 free throws shot, 12 by the Illini, 8 by Morehead State. Again, the game flowed well. No one was getting creamed out there. Just a tip of my hat. What a wonderful job they did, and what a great example of what if given, and I don't think we talk about this enough, but if given the right instructions, these referees are pretty good. I just don't think that the instructions that the Big Ten gives and the WWE like effects that these instructions have are worthy of the players, the coaches, or the referees who are forced to adhere to them.
Oh, I agree. And I wish the Big Ten would take note, or maybe we can send them this podcast so they can listen to from the referees that they're not the show and it's about the players on the court. So I didn't see the coaches get mad. I didn't even see either coach get upset with the calls. I think maybe there was one time there was a block, the coach wanted a foul, but he wasn't demonstrative about it. So, again, kudos to the officials. And if I had one negative, I'm an Avery Johnson fan. And I know the people are saying, why can't they get better announcers? I really can't criticize them because they don't watch college basketball all season. They don't. They're reading off monitors. They do their homework on Twitter, and they go to the message boards and read stuff for a week. But I'm just not a fan. But, you know what, get through Saturday's game. Hopefully we don't have to listen to that crew again.
Well, I will tell you one thing. I thought they did okay. I'm not a huge Avery fan. And when you have guys like Larry Smith out there, at Larry Smith, TV, our fellow Illini guy who was an anchor at CNN. When you have guys like that out there, you wonder why you can't find a place for him in that in these groups, at least for the first weekend, because he knows college basketball in and out and does a fantastic job. But with that, thank you very much, Ked, for coming on board here, and we will be right back after these messages.
Whether you live in Champaign or Chicago, halfway across the country, or on the other side of the world, IlliniGuys.com keeps you in the know, be it in-game results, top-level stories, or the latest behind-the-scenes info and recruiting, IlliniGuys.com has you covered. For about 25 cents a day, you can have an inside path to your favorite Illini teams, and we'll even throw in a free 7-day trial to kick the tires. Go to IlliniGuys.com, click the register button, and get immediate access to dozens of stories each month, message forums, free giveaways, and more. IlliniGuys.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-523-6376. That's 800-523-6376.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. We really appreciate everybody who chooses to download it. The only thing we would ask you is two things. One, if you can give us a 5-star rating, that really helps us. And two, if you can share it with one friend who enjoys the Illini or college basketball, that would help us a ton too. Put it out on your social media. Urge other people to listen to it. We thank you in advance for that. The Illini will be playing Saturday, so you'll get an opportunity to hear us again. And, of course, later this evening, be looking for the release of the Eye on the Illini, where Brad Sturdy and I will go into more detail over this game. It was a fun one. Takes a little bit of pressure off the Illini. Now they get to go up against Duquesne to see if they can make it to a Sweet 16. Illini Nation has their collective fingers crossed and their breath held. But boy, to the rest of today's games and Friday's games will be much more relaxing. With that, go Illini.